Hello, this is Dr. Gary Sherman, the Heart Guy, and I welcome you to our exciting and informative podcast titled The Heart Guy Presents The Heart of the Matter, bringing you interesting discussions and conversations related to the vast and important subject of heart disease and heart failure and everything related to that in today's ever-changing world. I'm extremely honored to have as my special guest today an inspiring leader and innovator in the medical and global heart community, Leslie Hanselman. Leslie received her Bachelor's of Applied Science and a degree in nursing at the University of Southern Maine. She then went on to become the founder of Ginkgo Heart LLC, the parent company that developed the Cormium app for heart failure patients and their providers. As a heart failure nurse specialist, Leslie saw the opportunity to help bridge the gap between providers and patients to help them more effectively manage their disease. Partnering with a team of developers and communication specialists, Leslie guided the development of the Cormium, an app specifically geared toward heart failure patients that helps them track their diet, fluid intake and output, medication dosage and frequency, and symptoms related to heart failure, and even offers encouragement and tips for staying with their program. The app also lets patients share the results with providers and caregivers, if desired, so they can track their results together. Leslie lives in Maine, where she enjoys an active lifestyle for all seasons. And it's an honor to have you here. Leslie, welcome to the Heart of the Matter.
Oh, I am the one who's honored, Gary. I was listening to your last podcast with Mary, and I just really enjoyed that. And I think I'm a really good follow-up to all her information. And looking at her book, these two, my app and her book, will go really well together.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I think we're all connected in one way or another. So, but that's a great point. The leading from Mary to you is probably a good idea. So first, before we get going, tell me what it was like growing up in New England. Did you grow up in New England?
No, actually, I grew up in New York. Right near White Plains.
And, oh, even better.
So I grew up there. And then when I went to college, I came to New England and went to Wheaton College and got my bachelor's in government and history. And worked in Boston for years and then decided to do something different, moved up to Maine, became a landscaper, took some courses doing that, started an organic farm, and then realized I wasn't really making that much money. And a friend of mine, a nurse practitioner, asked me to go on a trip with her to a conference. And while I was there, I just was totally intrigued by the nursing practitioners, nursing, and everything that they did and do. And I decided to go back to school to be a nurse.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to ask you how you chose nursing, but what a journey you've taken. That's great. And I love the fact that many of us have varying backgrounds, and it's interesting how we get into the health field. One thing doesn't seem to fit the other, but it probably does serve you well, these other fields that you were in the field of nursing in one way or another. What field of nursing were you in when you did practice?
When I started out, I went to the cardiac floor and I stayed there for 13 years. Wow. And once again, another conference, I went to a heart failure conference, and that's when I fell in love with heart failure, the understanding of heart failure. And what I really saw with heart failure, more than anything else, patients have an opportunity if they change their lifestyle. And really, as Mary said, you can be a thriver with heart failure. It's not a dead end. Of course, you're not going to be able to change that you have the disease, but you can optimize the quality of your life if you do what she says and if you use things like my app just to keep track and do a self-management. It's just so important to keep yourself within the parameters that you're physicians and providers discuss with you.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, certainly many people don't understand the difference. I would say most people don't understand the difference between cardiology and heart failure, where the degree of disease is so much greater. And, you know, the amount of knowledge that one has to have as a provider is so much more in heart failure. People there are really at the brink. Saving people who have had that degree of disease is quite a thing. So, yeah, you should be proud of yourself for having done that. We enter, obviously, the current times, and everything is done on an app or on a computer. So tell us what the Cormium app is, and who's Cormium, and how did it get started?
Oh, how it all got started. Well, this is a little background. My little story is that I was a happy heart failure nurse. And then in about 2015, I was riding my bike and I got hit by a car and I had a little head trauma from that. And I didn't really think much of it. I had some consequences from that. But then in December 2018, I was on the tennis court and started seizing. And it turned out I had a ruptured aneurysm, which led to a stroke. Now, prior to that, one of the things about heart failure, the whole time I was with my patients, I could never figure out a way for them to keep track of all of their restrictions, the sodium, the fluids. And, you know, they'd have these pieces of paper, they'd write down their weight, et cetera. And when you're triaging them, you would just hear the rustling of paper and no one actually knew what they were doing. So after my stroke, I would be walking about 10 miles a day, but something happened to my vision and something happened to my system. And I gained about 20 pounds, which I'd never had an issue with before. So I said, I better get on a diet. And then when I got on the diet, I said, oh, well, maybe I better get an app so that I can keep track of this diet a little bit better. And as I was using this app, I said, oh my goodness, this is what I have to do for heart failure. This is my mission. This is why I survived this rupture. I have to do something. And there are 6 million patients with heart failure. And this app will allow them to basically keep track and improve their self-management. And I was lucky. A friend of mine about 5 years ago said, Les, if you ever have an idea for an app, call me. So wow. I called him. And he's a writer, as you are, and he's an author. He's done a lot of hiking in the Appalachian, on the Appalachian Trail, and he's written a book about that. And he had a friend while he was working at Beans, L.L. Beans, up here in Maine, who started a app design business. And so we got together, and Mark is brilliant. He understood 100% about the medical needs. And he designed the app, got all the wireframes done. And then we actually did the writing. Mm-hmm. Jeff also knew a graphic designer who did all the logos and all the and photos, et cetera. And then Mark knew a Croatian software developer, and they were the ones who developed the app. And so everybody came together. We worked really well together. And Cormium is actually my heart in Latin.
So that's wonderful to know. My heart. Okay, yeah. So now we'll know that. That's great. And it is funny, the confluence of people that bring, sometimes we need a little bit of that serendipity to actually bring an idea to fruition.
Everybody worked really well together. It's been such a fun project. I really enjoyed every moment of it.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, we have in the initiative I work in, you know, for COVID-19 in the initiative for New York State contact tracing. And, you know, recently the New York State had adopted the app that I think began in South Korea, where people could know whether they were in contact with somebody who was positive for the virus. So everything is an app, you know, everything is coming to that right now. And again, in the future, it'll be something else, but right now everybody's on their phone. So that's great. How does the app work? So, you know, tell me a little bit how it works. And of course, how does it make life easier for heart failure patients?
So what you do is when you first log in, there are some parameters. We want to know whether you've got systolic or diastolic heart failure, because there is a distinction between that. And there are two checklist reminders that comes in the morning and evening. There are certain metrics that are required. For instance, target weight is required, sodium levels, fluid levels, et cetera. And then you can opt out, like blood pressure. You don't need to keep track of that, heart rate. You know, you can kind of figure out which metrics you really want to spend time on, or you can have them all. Medications are also included. And the biggest one that was, for me, the most important is our sodium. We've gotten a big database and people can enter their meal. You could enter your, I don't like to say this, McDonald's hamburger, but you could put that in there and it'll break everything down from calories, sodium, sugars, carbohydrates, fats, et cetera. And then you can keep track of all those individual metrics. And during the course of the day, you can see how much sodium you've consumed. Now, in the beginning, when you log in, if you're a physician or provider says you should only have 2,500 milligrams of sodium, there'll be a bar, and once it hits red, you know that you've gone beyond that. The fluids are also important. You can enter those. So pretty much during the course of the day, you can enter your fluids and your meals, and then twice a day, it asks you your symptoms. What symptoms are you feeling? How is your mood? And those are all very important metrics, I think, on a daily basis for people to self-manage and to figure out, oh, I ate too much sodium last night, and look, my symptoms are, my feet are a little bit more swollen. And it makes people really think about what they do and how that changes the course of their disease.
Yeah. It's funny, as an LVAD patient myself and a heart failure patient, there are two things that monitor those things for me. I have a CardioMEMS, which regulates or gives the signal to my doctor as to any fluid changes in my body, if I've had either too much sodium or had too much liquids for that. And then, of course, I take warfarin, I take the blood thinner. When my nurse practitioner gets my INR, she says to me, did you have spinach last night? Because she can tell what I ate the night before by my INR. So all these things are being monitored remotely, the biggest advantage being that it saves hospital visits.
That comes is really great. I think the thing about tracking these metrics, though, is along with the CardioMEMS, the MEMS is telling you how much retention you have, but it's not telling you why. And if you keep track of all the metrics that we have in our app, then you're going to figure out why these things are happening. Amazing. Are you taking enough medications? Are you eating too much sodium? Are you drinking too much fluid? And what the correlation between those metrics are. Right. And one of the best things I think about this app, aside from the sodium, is that what we have done is we've allowed your providers to see your trends. So you can download to your providers, you get a 48-hour access period, because I don't want the providers to have any responsibility for looking or watching your trends. But before you go for your visit, you can send them to download, and they can see your trends over the course of 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months. And you can talk with your provider about what you're doing, what you're not doing, how you can optimize the quality of your life based on what your metrics are.
Well, I will really not be able to fool my doctors anymore about what I ate. I can't make up stories.
No, I think people are going to be really shocked when they use this to see how much sodium. Everyone says, oh, I don't eat sodium. But sodium's in everything. So I think it's going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. Right. I don't think they should look at this if they have an overabundance of sodium. It's just telling them this. I think it's going to be a shock, because you're always going to be eating more than you actually think you are.
So interesting. There are also some other features that the app has in terms of encouraging the patient to, you know, stay on course and do those things. Is that right?
Yes. Well, just the checklists, et cetera. We're trying actually more within the website to provide a little bit more education. And we have about 40 low sodium recipes developed by Ken Bergeron, who's a big vegan chef in New York.
Yeah.
And he has provided us with a number of recipes that are really, really great. One that's very interesting is watermelon and chestnut soup. And it is really, really good. It doesn't sound like it's that great, but it's, did I say chestnuts? I mean, cashew.
Oh, really?
Cashew soup, yep. But some of the recipes, I mean, actually all the recipes are...
That one sounds like they found it by accident.
Well, a lot of people use cashews in their recipes now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, was it cashew milk? A lot of people have that too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, interesting. So what kind of response has Cormium gotten so far in the public?
So far, we're getting a lot of feedback on the support side. People are mentioning things, and we take that very seriously. One woman, just a nurse from Ohio, just wrote to us and said, you know, I really like this app. It's going to be great for my patients. And she's a heart failure specialist within a hospital. And she said, one thing I think you need to do is print out something, make something so that I can print out and give it to my patients. So yeah, we're doing that right away. So we're getting people's feedback saying anything that anyone offers to change or suggestions, recommendations, or criticisms, we're really open to, because I consider this app for the providers and the users. And if they see something that will make their life easier, just contact us and we will attempt to change it in a new version.
Oh, amazing. That's great. So how can people get the Cormium app? Is this just something they download from the App Store? How's that happen?
Right, from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. And in terms of being recognized, the Ginkgo Heart, which is the founding company, was just invited to the American Heart Association Center for Health Technology Network. And so that's very exciting. We're going to be collaborating with other techie kind of companies within the framework of the American Heart Association.
And you'll give me any information, websites or anything like that, and I'll put it in the podcast notes so everybody doesn't have to worry about trying to figure out how to get all this information down. And it just, you make it sound easy.
I will admit that entering food is a little bit difficult at first. And one of the things we didn't do was have an open spot for your recipes that you know that you have 200 milligrams of sodium. That will be in our next version.
Yeah. So, yeah, something like the Weight Watchers app has every food that you have, it comes up as a choice in all right. the different brands. So it's kind of good that the way they developed that too, a similar thing in trying to control your weight. That's something that seems to work for a lot of people. Amazing where we've come, and we're making it easier. So do you think they have more difficulty using the app?
Well, it just depends if they're tech savvy or not. When we were beta testing, we had an 80-year-old woman who loved it. So mm-hmm. she was able to navigate everything. I think it's relatively simple if you're tech, if you're not a techie and you don't, you know, if you still have a flip phone, of course it's not going to be of any use to you.
Right.
But anyone who has an interest in technology and doesn't want to have to write down things all the time, pretty much it's pretty clear how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have my mom's 90th birthday is next week, and my sons are giving her an iPhone for her birthday. Because she's been having the flip phone, and we're going to just see about that. We'll see how she does on it. She's pretty bright, so I think she'll handle it, but time will tell. But that'll be one of the apps. Maybe we'll have her test it out for us. You know, she's fortunate. She's been pretty healthy for all those 90 years. So
wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. But that's interesting that you say that. And it was me that brought it up. I shouldn't presume that older people can't be good with the technology, because I'm pretty good at it and I'm not that young. And certainly there's younger people who might not be as good. So
exactly.
Depends on the individual. Leslie, this has been fascinating. I think I can speak for our listeners. I've learned so much here today. It's been such a great honor to have you as a guest on the Heart of the Matter. On behalf of myself and our listeners, I thank you so much for all that you're doing for our heart healthcare global community. With your incredible dedication to your work and helping to improve the health and extend the lives of many who have experienced heart disease, I hope we can do this again soon.
Oh, that's so great. I just want to add one more thing. We do sure. have a free trial of 2 weeks, because I don't want anyone to purchase this app. It does cost $9.95, but I want to make sure that everyone who buys it knows what they're getting and will actually use the app.
Yeah, that's a very fair way to get into them. They can be comfortable getting started with it. And then if they like it, they can make a bit more of a commitment to it, which it's going to be well worth the money, clearly. It'll change their life for the better. And so that kind of investment, that's just absolutely great. Thank you again for being here. This was so much fun.
Oh, this is my pleasure. It's so much fun to talk with you. I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, we will. We're going to see how the app progresses and all that. I'm going to get on it myself. So.
All right. You play around with it and let me know what you think.
I will. Thank you, Leslie. That's our podcast for today. Please join me next time for another intriguing, informative, and entertaining conversation. Please visit our website at www.drhearttoheart.net for upcoming podcasts, or if you'd like me to host an online presentation for your group or organization. If you'd like to be a guest on the Heart of the Matter podcast, please email me at theheartguyspeaks@gmail.com. Our podcast can be found on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and several other platforms. You just have to search The Heart Guy Presents The Heart of the Matter. This is Dr. Gary Sherman wishing you peace and hope.